Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Job 38, 1 and 2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verses are Job 38, 1 and 2. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge?" Upon first reading, these words seem harsh, don't they? Especially if you know the context surrounding this passage. The man God is speaking to has experienced significant, incredible trauma. In a short period of time, he went from a well-respected, happy, wealthy, and healthy man to someone who had lost nearly everything. Thousands of sheep and cattle, numerous servants, 10 children, and his health. He felt so distraught, he cursed the day of his birth. Maybe you've been there. Maybe that's where you're at now. Maybe you have been hit with such hardship, you are struggling to hold tight to hope. And maybe in that painful and frightening place, you have begun to feel alone, as if God doesn't see your suffering, or if he does, that he doesn't care. From my perspective, feeling abandoned by God is perhaps the most distressing scenario we can experience. When we read Job's words prior to God's response, it appears that is precisely how he felt, unseen and forsaken. He said in chapter 6, verse 4, "The terrors of God are arrayed against me." And then in chapter 9, verses 16 to 17, "If I called and he answered me, I could not believe that he was listening to my voice, for he bruises me with a tempest and multiplies my wounds without cause." I can understand why Job felt this way, not only because of everything he had endured, but also because God remained silent for another 29 chapters. But here's what we know based on the heart and character of God. When he's silent, there is always a love-based reason. Holding tight to that truth enables us to ask an important question. Father, what are you teaching me in this silent period? What lies are you allowing to surface so that you can replace them with truth? It's also helpful to reflect upon what he's told us prior, any guidance he's given and specific truths and promises he's spoken to our souls, truths regarding who he is and who we are to him. Those assurances can help us stand strong when it feels as if God has closed his ears to our most desperate cries. Because as Job's story reveals, sometimes God does remain silent. But notice also that he does eventually speak. Job 38, verse 1 says, "Then the Lord answered Job." He had heard Job's anguished words, and God saw and felt compassion for Job's pain. Regardless of how things might have appeared to Job, God was not apathetic. He wasn't distant or unengaged, nor was he upset with him or punishing him for something. The fact is, there was a lot Job didn't know, made evident by God's question, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" And then also made evident by the series of questions that follow. But notice, Job's unknowing drove him to the God who can and longs to be known. May that be true for us as well. May our pain, our doubts, and our questions drive us to the God who knows us fully, loves us deeply, and wants us to know and love him in return. And finally, notice how God spoke out of the storm. This reminds us that God does communicate with us, but not always in the way we expect. In Job's case, God spoke in a dramatic and powerful way, probably because in that moment, Job needed to encounter a powerful God. And in the questions that follow, God illustrated precisely how powerful he is. The result? Job replied in chapter 42, verses 4 to 5, "Please listen and I will speak. I will ask you and you instruct me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you." Job never received answers to his questions. God never told him why he had allowed him to suffer. But Job received something far greater, an encounter with God himself. "I have heard of you before," he said, "but now my eye sees you." Isn't that what we most need? A personal encounter with God Almighty? To know that we're not alone, that we're not forsaken, that we're not unloved. To the contrary, our all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present Heavenly Father sees us in our pain and draws us to himself. During those long, silent seasons, he asks us to trust that he will speak the precise words we need to hear, spoken in a way we can most understand in his perfect timing. Let's pray. Father, when we are hurting, we can doubt your goodness, your care, your heart for us, your love. We might feel like we're alone, like you're ignoring us, like you don't listen to our desperate cries. But we know from what we see in Scripture, we know from how you have responded to mankind throughout history, that you are a God of love, of mercy, and compassion. You are present always. And we know that you are always working all things for our good, often when we're completely unaware. And many times in those moments when we feel most abandoned, you are doing the groundwork for your greatest work. You are laying the foundation for your greatest work. Remind us of your love. And when we are hurting, when doubts arise, may we bring our pain and our questions and our doubts to you. May we bring everything that is unknown to you, the God who wants to be known. And we thank you that you do indeed want to be known, that you want a close relationship with us. And we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who makes that relationship possible through our faith in him. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.